26, 1959. In Milwaukee, on the mound, Harvey Haddix of the Pirates was mowing them down. 27 up and 27 gone. 9 innings in the book, and not a man had gotten on. Now in history, only 17 had thrown a perfect game. Most exclusive club and a most exalted fame. But for 9 innings on that fateful day, the Pirates hadn't scored a perfect game, and still old Harvey had to pitch some more. Dave Wells, David Cone, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? 10th inning down, 11th inning down, they moved on to the 12th. 3 straight outs and the fans, they were pinching themselves. The best game ever pitched, and still a scoreless tie. Poor Harvey had to carry on and give it one more try. 13th's never lucky, so you can guess the rest. Hart gave up a hit, and then he lost the whole contest. I wonder how he felt that night, knowing how close he came to a most exclusive club that should include his name. Dave Wells, David Cone, Ken Robinson, Addie Joss, Kenny Rogers, Mike Witt, Dennis Martinez, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? The search for perfection is a funny thing, at least as I've been told. It drives you nuts and it makes you curse and it eats away your soul. Sometimes better isn't better, and sometimes justice just ain't served. Sometimes legend isn't laid where it's most deserved. But humanity is flawed, as the losers will attest. We're drawn to tragic stories, they're the ones that suit us best. But for 9 innings on that fateful day, old Harvey was a god. A perfect game, if nothing else, because perfection's always flawed. Dave Wells, Dave Cone, Lee Richmond, Monty Ward, Glenn Parker against the Jays, and Catfish for the A's, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Dave Wells, sentence gets a free guitar pick.